KBOO, Portland. It is about 11 o'clock and time for the Sudden Radio Project.
The following program contains adult themes and strong language such as
a definite, bona fide, handmade motherfucker.
Dad's been taking care of us and he can't cook for.
If you consider yourself sensitive to adult themes and strong language such as
you fucking.
Please do something else for an hour and tune back in at midnight. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition of the Sudden Radio Project, the best of year one.
One long, long day in Roslyn. Grandma really looks bad, like death maybe, but she's still breathing. Everybody just wants her to die. It's torturous to sit around and watch her. We're all just waiting for the inevitable. I haven't cried at all yet. I wonder if and when I will. So there I was, minding my own business in Southeast Portland, just trying to stay high, or at least not get too low. I woke up one day at 2 or 3 or maybe 10 a.m. to find a message on the answering machine.
Andrew, it's your dad. Grandma's very sick. Give us a call. We're at the hospital. The number is... Or if you get this call later, call us at Grandpa's house.
Now, Grandma's been sick a lot lately, or at least that's how it seems from 3,000 miles away. Every time I talk to her, she's got another ailment. At 83 years old, I guess that's how things work most of the time.
Hello. Hello, Grandpa? Hold on, I'll put on your father. Hello, Dad, what's going on? My mother is very, very bad. She's not opening her eyes. She's had some sort of seizure, maybe. We don't know exactly.
These doctors are talking a whole lot of shit, boy. I'm gonna die, and that's that.
Grandma, is that you?
Sweetie. How are you? Where are you living?
Grandma, I'm in Portland. They said you were unconscious. How are you talking?
Oh, they don't know shit about me. I missed you, honey. So where do you live now?
Portland, Oregon. Grandma, you're going to be all right. You have to think positive. You're going to make it.
Positive? Positive that this sucks. My breath stinks. I'm not in control of anything, if you know what I mean. And I'm not even getting good drugs. Now, Boobla, are you working? Are you living with Mom? How long are you in town?
I'm not in town. I'm in Portland.
So if you haven't figured it out yet, being so far away sucks when someone gets sick. You can call, but no matter what, you just aren't there. I was beginning to feel like I had to go home. Original home, that is. Back to the essence. Back to the origins of life. Back to my grandma. And I kept having these dreams.
Sweetie, where are you?
Grandma, is that you?
Do you want something to eat? What can I fix you?
Oh, that's all right, Grandma. I'm not hungry.
But then there must be something you want. Cookies? Some ice cream? How about some dessert with a glass of milk?
No, I'm okay. Why don't you eat something?
Oh, I'll have something later.
But you're so skinny. Grandma, you've got to eat or you're going to wither away.
Wake up! Wake up!
Whoa. I was having that dream with my grandma again.
That's crazy, because your grandma called about an hour ago.
She did? What'd she say?
Oh, not much. Just asked if you were eating okay. I told her that you thought emaciation was fun and that you lived cheap by drinking cow's bladder drippings and eating your own feces.
Oh, man. My grandma's not going to dig that.
Oh, she'll be here in the morning so you can show her how the other half lives.
What? She's coming to town?
Yeah, 9:15, continental flight, you know, 759-459.
What? What's the flight number?
4959-7. 495, flight
Flight 95 McAllen.
What? Hello, Dad?
I think you should come out here soon. The doctors are saying they just don't know how long she's gonna last.
New York City, land of 8 billion shattered dreams. There's enough memories here to give you Alzheimer's. Fortunately for me, I was going to Long Island, far from the belly of the beast. Or so I thought. I soon found out that life is like a cow, because whether you know it or not, there's usually more than one belly.
Oh, Andrew, I'm so glad you came. It's so sad, but it's so good to see you.
Oh, no problem, Aunt Barbara. You knew I'd be here. What's the story?
Terrible, just terrible. I'm so sad. I just don't know what to do.
You're doing everything you can. You're doing more than enough.
It's just that all the things Mom has done for me over the years, I can't ever repay her.
You can repay her by taking care of yourself, by getting some sleep and staying healthy so that you can help everyone else along.
And stop playing that music.
Grandma?
I'm trying, but she was my best friend. She told me the time
why
I was
does she
I was
assume
five.
That she just because I'm old, I so like scary. Frank Sinatra?
I didn't know any of the other
I'm
people
lying here in a goddamn coma, and I have to listen to that three coins and a fountain crap over and over? The lady is a tramp? What is this? What's going on here? Can't I just have some peace and quiet?
You don't like Sinatra? I thought everyone liked Frankie, baby. He's pure class.
Oh, he's a pompous, conceited chauvinist. I met him in Atlantic City in 1953. I can't even use the words to describe his behavior. It's unconscionable. Do you remember that?
I wasn't alive yet then. I have heard he was a lady killer.
Oh, he was a smoothie. If you like them like that. Remember that Sammy Davis concert we went to at Town Hall? And he was a surprise guest. Everybody gave him a standing ovation, but not me. I stayed right in my seat. Do you remember that?
Actually, I don't remember that. It was a little before my time. I'll ask Aunt Barbara to turn the music down.
What music?
I was beginning to learn more about my grandma's past. But as for her future, it seemed very bleak. I decided I had to try to get her out of her predicament in the only way possible. It was going to be tough getting past the front lines. But like a kid on prom night, I knew I had to score.
'Cause there's no nicer witch than you.
Well, well, it's my favorite grandson. How do you do, sir?
I'm all right, Grandpa, but I'm pretty sad about Grandma. Doesn't seem like she's having much fun.
Terrible. Just terrible. It's so horrible to have to sit and watch.
Well, isn't there anything we can do? I mean, to make things easier for her?
That's it, cuz. Give me the good shit. Medical grade. I ain't gonna live long enough at rehab, so juice me up. Good looking out, stranger.
Well, we've talked to the doctors, and they say we should wait before we make any decisions. In all the years, we never talked about a situation like this. And now it's so sad, she can't even tell us what she wants.
You don't know, because you were too busy listening to that damn transistor radio to ask. You never asked me if I liked it from the back, either. We could have been getting freaky for the last 53 years. Oh, what a waste of a lifetime. Sir, whoever you are, could you help me out here? The sappy husband of mine is making me late for my appointment with St. Peter.
Grandma, what do you think I can say to Grandpa to convince him that you want to go out with dignity?
Don't say a goddamn thing. He's weak. Just knock him out. Give me a shot and pull the plug. Whoever you are, just help me. Help me.
I can't do that. That's cruel.
Look at my shriveled up ass if you want to see cruel. Oh, why is my family full of emotional weaklings? Who are you, anyway? What are you doing in my castle? Guards! Take this trespasser away from me and bring me my supper. And some entertainment, too. Butler!
The situation was steadily worsening, with no end in sight. I decided I had to call for help. Emily and Noah were my cousins. If you added up their years on this planet, it would barely be more than 20. But their combined IQs made for a not-so-shabby tax refund. I figured they'd have some ideas. And at the very least, maybe Grandma would recognize them.
Hello?
Emily, it's Andrew. Grandma's in trouble. Grab Noah and get out to Long Island.
No problem. As soon as my nails dry, I'll be there.
That's an interesting look.
This fits like a twin. I haven't worn a twin since high school. Do I look fat?
A little. How have you been?
Not good. My back's out, no money. My girl moved to Athens. It's all a bit depressing.
Single again?
I don't know. I'm not sure. She's just right, but everything's wrong.
You're not sure, huh? Did you talk about it?
Not really.
Not really.
She said she needed space.
Needed space? She's got space. She's in Athens.
She's got distance. She needs space, Cirrhosis. What she doesn't need is pressure, and neither do I.
No pressure. So, you're single again.
Single's different. When you're single, you're just out there. No one has you in mind. No one's contemplating your fate. It's lonely.
Look at you, standing there, your happiness dangling like the lifeless limb of a marionette, waiting to be brought to life by the knowing hands of your puppeteer.
Would you stop?
She's controlling your life, Hypothesis. You're always attracting the wrong kind of girl.
Am I, Cirrhosis? Does the spider create its own web?
Yes, only to be beaten flat by the classifieds. Pass the cream.
Things happen so fast. One minute, I'm in a bath towel singing the national anthem, and the next, she's swinging naked from the trapeze in my bedroom.
And what's the problem?
She hit the dresser.
Oh.
It's all such a blur.
Good lord.
Bam! Right before my eyes. Out come the chiclets.
Oh my.
And off she ran, off to Athens, far, far away. Run, Cecropesis, run!
Why Athens?
Family.
Makes sense.
I guess.
You miss her?
Yeah.
She
was so inspiring. Do you know what I mean? She gave me the motivation to excel, the energy to take control, the desire to conquer.
There'll be others. Bonbon?
You're not listening.
You're babbling.
You didn't hear the thump. You didn't see the look on her face as her front teeth ricocheted off the dresser and stuck into the waxed fruit.
You're getting hysterical.
She'd never even seen a trapeze.
And that's your fault?
I've changed her life, Cirrhosis. Leave me alone.
Get a grip.
Get a grip. Get a grip. A grip is all I had before I met her. Why would I want to go back to a grip? I'm going after her.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
What about space?
Forget space. You think I want to end up single? Buh-bye.
Emotions.
Conversations between two emotions.
Happy meets sad.
Hey man, what's going on?
Oh man, you don't wanna know.
Emotions.
Happy meets skeptical.
Hey man, what's going on?
I don't know, man. These days I just don't know.
Emotions.
Happy meets hiding something.
Nah, man, forget about it.
Emotion!
Happy meets pissed off.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, fuck you!
Emotion!
Happy meets coming from the store.
Hey,
Just coming from the store. What are you doing?
Devotion! Devotion!
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you three.
I love you four.
I love you five.
I love you six.
I love you seven.
I love you eight.
I love you nine.
Hi, how are you?
I love you. I love you 10.
I love you 2. I love you 11.
You look very nice.
I love you 4.
Do you come here often?
I love you 12.
Friend of a friend.
I love you 6.
Thanks for responding to my personal ad.
I love you 8.
Can I buy you a drink?
Do I know you? Do you want to go steady?
I love you 12.
I'm the new assistant manager.
I'm a single white male.
Do you want to meet for coffee?
I love you 16.
Great party, huh?
I love you 16.
I love you 17.
Walk
I love you 18.
Beach.
Will you marry me?
I love you 18.
20. I love you 19.
I love you 24.
I didn't catch your name.
8.
I love you
26. Like, I love you 28.
I love you 16.
I love you 28. Candlelight dinner.
I got divorced last year.
I love you 21.
I used to look down on online dating.
I love you 32. I love you 120. I love you 22.
I love you 34. I love you 256.
Happy anniversary, honey.
I love you
3. I'm going to get an abortion.
I love you 500.
Let's climb the back seat.
I love you 38.
I love you 1,000.
I love you 24. I love you 40.
I love you 2,048. I love you 4,096.
I love you 26. I love you 8,192.
You're so easy to talk to.
I love you 27. I love you 16,384.
Do I know you?
This is Late Breaking News. I'm Late Breakman. A section of the New York City subway that was damaged in the September 11th terrorist attacks had a grand reopening today. Mayor Emeritus Rudolph Giuliani presided over the festivities, which included the ceremonial spray painting of red, white, and blue graffiti by members of several rival street gangs, ceremonial panhandling by some local homeless men, and a ceremonial police beating of the panhandlers. Thank God, the mayor said, things have finally begun to return to normal. The Free Associated Press is reporting a breakthrough in the negotiations on the future of the Middle East. Talks between the Christian God Jehovah and Muslim deity Allah appeared headed for collapse last week, but a group of mediators led by Buddha, the Great Spirit, and Jah succeeded in breaking the deadlock. The two sides agreed to discuss reductions in their stockpiles of pestilence and endorsed the formation of a working group to study the issue of famine. Jehovah spokesman Jesus Christ said he was pleased that progress was being made, but there was still a long way to go. The Prophet Muhammad, speaking for Allah, sounded the same tone, but added that his side could not afford any more concessions. Muhammad, like many Muslims, uses only a single name. The big phone company is proposing a merger with the big internet company and the big cable company. The deal would create what analysts are calling a really big company. Late Breaking News' Alex Bell has more.
Hello?
Hello, this is President George W. Bush.
Hello? Who is this?
This is President George W. Bush.
Who?
George W. Bush.
What do you want?
Please, join me.
Join you? Where are you?
The greatest country in the world.
Where's that?
America.
What's so great about America?
The values we pass on to our children.
Values? Like what?
My agenda.
What agenda?
Support of my agenda.
What's your agenda?
support our great Republican candidates.
Why should I support them? They only look out for the rich, and they don't give a damn about my kids going to school.
America's the greatest country in the world.
What makes you think that?
Great Republican candidates.
Like who?
They're working to make America stronger, safer, and better.
Who?
America.
Yes, I know, America. But who are you talking about?
The greatest country in the world.
You already said that. I want to know which Republican candidates are working to make America better.
Bush.
That's you, isn't it?
George W. Bush. The greatest...
Are you kidding me?
The greatest...
Yeah, you're the greatest, all right. The greatest what? I don't know. But yeah, you're the greatest.
Thank you.
Okay, I do believe in God. I was raised Catholic. No matter what I do today in church... Catholic sticks.
Yes, I do. And to describe God, it would be a person or beings of something that you've never seen, as in trying to describe the molecules in the air with your plain sight. And how does he affect my daily life? Yes, I do believe he does. He watches over and takes care of everything I do and keeps me safe throughout the day. And what else was, what other?
Why do you believe that there's a God?
Because there's too many coincidences, as everybody says in this world, to believe that there's not.
Yeah, I do. Because that's just the way I was brought up.
Yes, I believe in God because I see all the wonderful things out there, the sky and the things that were made. Just even the Big Bang Theory, as far as I'm concerned, just establishes that God exists. Oh, sometimes he gets angry, but most of the time he seems to be there for you to just talk to, that he's just up there listening to us, struggling and making mistakes, but always realizing we're human and we have to do it ourselves. I guess just because the Bible in most every context has always said he, but I don't know for sure what sex that God is. It could be a woman, it could be an it.
Yes, I do. And the reason I believe in God is because if there wasn't a God, we probably wouldn't be here. That one's really hard. What I think God is like, I think he's spiritual. Oh, yeah. I think he helps us make our choices day by day. Why he? Because when Jesus Christ was born, he said there was only be one God. And as far as to that, we see it as a male figure.
Yes, I believe there's a God because he's done a number of wonderful things in my life. Putting me together with my wife. Yes, I think all of us get countless blessings that we aren't even aware of. And he's with us constantly, really. Well, I don't want to say it, and I got to define it as something.
What'll it be?
How about a drink menu?
You're looking at it?
Oh, I'll have a beer.
Be right back. 3 drachma.
Listen, I'm new in town and I'm trying to locate a friend of mine. Her name is Socrapesis.
Socrapesis? Yeah, I've seen her. She works down by the docks.
I never had her pegged as one for hard labor.
Oh, she's getting pegged all right.
What?
Can I get you anything else?
Do you remember what she looked like?
5 foot, blue eyes, red hair. Another beer.
Oh, 5 foot. Okay, that makes sense. The girl I'm looking for is 5'1". You really had me nervous, you know that?
I'm sorry, what are you, 5'9"?
5'10", actually.
Well, the girl I'm thinking of works here as a dancer, too.
Dancer?
Tonight, actually.
Really? Socrapesis!
Hypothesis?
Socrapesis, what are you doing?
I told you that I needed faith.
Faith?
Yeah, faith. Remember our little talk?
Oh, space! You're saying space! I keep forgetting about your teeth!
Well, after I got some space, I realized I was looking for more than just space. I was looking for a job as a stripper.
Stripper? Stripper? You know how jealous this makes me, right? And you know how crappy it feels to feel jealous, right?
Well, I'm not entirely naked.
You're wearing a fig leaf.
Right.
What would you think if I was only wearing a fig leaf?
I think you were overdressed.
I want you with me, Sir Cropsus. I love you. Now come on down off that stage and put on a sheet.
I can't, Apophis. This is where I'm from and this is where my family is.
Well, maybe I could move out here.
And do what?
I don't know, look for a job?
I don't think so, Hypo. I mean, you're a sweet guy and everything, but I've got needs.
Needs? Like what?
Sexual needs.
What kind of sexual needs are you talking about? I had a trapeze set up, for crying out loud.
Go home, Hypothesis.
God damn it. Fucking coffee's spilling everywhere. Okay, where am I going? Right, this is the exit. Fucking hell, it's already 8:20. Good. Parking right here, okay. Alright, where am I going? Excuse me. Fucking geriatrics, move! Do you know...
Yes, I'm looking for the Eagle Restaurant.
Certainly, it's just down the hall to your right.
Thank you.
Can I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for the education conference. Can you tell me where it is?
Oh, that's in the other building. Just go out here, take a left, and go about 700 yards.
Well, I was told it was here.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Like, you have any reason to be sorry. Jesus Christ. Fuck, now it's 8:25. Fuck, you know, if you just told me where the fuck the conference was, I wouldn't have to be running around like this. What the fuck? How hard is it? Christ. Yards. Jesus, I'm driving fast. Okay. Oh, go figure. No parking. Fine, I'll just drive around back. Fuck, it's raining hard. Move it, pal! Okay, here we go. 8:28. Fuck! Okay, here we are. Oh, shit.
Excuse us, we're about to go on our bus trip, and we'd like to get our picture taken.
Yes, under here, by the tree. Could you do it?
Well, I'm late for my job, but, sure. Sure, of course. Of course I can take your picture. I'd be happy to.
Oh, good.
Great, thank you. The weather sure is nasty.
Yeah, it is. All right, yeah, just stand right there. God, what a beautiful tree. This fall sure has been spectacular. Just point and click?
Oh, yes, just point and click.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, thanks so much.
Sure thing. Have a good trip. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. Could you tell me where the education conference is?
Yes, it's right upstairs. I think they're scheduled to start in 15 minutes.
What? It's not starting at 8:30?
No. 8:45.
Oh, of course. Of course, yeah. Thanks. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. Jeez. Oh, my God.
I love you, 28.
She is a real looker.
I don't believe in marriage.
I just wanted to meet some new people.
Hey, are you busy next Saturday?
We made ourselves
for each other.
I'm a friend of a friend.
Do you
I
come
love
here
you
often?
131,072.
I love you 31.
Touch me, I'm sick!
I love you 262,144.
And then I found out he was gay.
So
I love you
524,000. I love you
33.
Oh,
God, baby. Oh,
darling. I love you 1,048,576.
Oh, yeah.
I love you 35.
I love you 36.
I love you 4,194,304.
I love you 37.
I love you 38.
I hate that word, partner. It sounds like a lawyer
I love you 39.
Or an accountant or something.
Do you take this woman to be
I
your
you
lawful
40.
Wedded wife?
My period's late.
I love you 39.
Do you take this man to be your awful wedded husband?
I love you 38.
The thing you have to remember is that the woman is never wrong.
I love you 37.
Do you take this woman out?
I love you 36.
Would you like to have this man taken out?
I love you 35.
You're my one true love.
I
love
you
34.
You take this woman lawfully.
So,
did you make it past first base?
I hate you 3.
Do you buy this man take out?
I hate you 5.
I love you 31.
Take me out to the
I love you 30.
Ball game.
I hate you so
I love you 29.
I hate you.
Do you solemnly swear to tell
I
the
love
truth,
you 28.
The whole truth, and nothing but
I
the
hate
truth?
I love you 27.
I don't have time to talk about that
11.
Now.
Do you take drugs with your wife?
I love you 26.
I love you 25.
Do you do this, man?
I hate you 14.
I love you 24.
Do you take too long in the shower?
This isn't my underwear.
I love you 23.
I hate you 17.
I'm gonna sleep on the couch.
I love you 22.
With this ring, I be taken.
I hate you.
I'm not happy anymore.
I love you 21.
Do you womanize?
I hate you 21.
I love you 20.
You,
as long as you both can stand it.
I love you 19.
Emotions.
Conversations between two emotions.
Rage meets boredom.
There's nothing to do around here. Yeah, I guess we could destroy civilization, but I don't really feel like it. This sucks. Whatever. Do whatever you want. Maybe I'll go watch TV, but there's nothing on.
Rage meets conformity!
What is going on with you, man? Why are you in such a state? Well, I don't know how I feel about that. Are you sure? Well, okay, I guess.
Rage meets the machine!
Can I play?
Aaron, you can't play. You're not in the club. Tell him he's not in the club.
No, Aaron, you have to be in the club to play.
See, you have to be in the club.
Sorry, clubbers only.
What club? It's the club. I'm the president. So you could never get in without my permission.
Uh-huh. I'm the vice president.
Yes, he's
I'm
the vice president.
Vice president.
I'm king.
He's the second vice president.
He's
the king and uh-huh. he's queen.
Uh-huh. How do I get in the club?
Sorry, I don't think there's any more room. Uh-huh. Our membership is really full right now.
But,
right?
But I want to be in the club.
Oh. Give him a chance.
Yeah. Well, I suppose there's one way, Aaron. You can be Ace Supreme Ruler, number one top-notch headmaster of the club, if you take this challenge.
I'll do it. It's okay.
Well,
I want to do it.
Hold on. Let's see.
Oh, he's going in the garbage.
Gross. That's nasty.
So here comes Chinese food. And here's some blueberries mixed in. Yeah!
Hey, that's not so bad.
He's gonna eat it.
Blueberry surprise. Ooh, he's stealing blueberries on Chinese food.
That's
isn't that better eat from
something
the garbage?
Else. Okay, now it's all mixed up, but hold on. We have to add some sauce. Everybody gather around and chip in.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Your breakfast is ready.
I'm not gonna do that. That's mean.
Well, if you don't do it, you're not in the club either. All members of the club have to pee in here.
Okay. I'll do it for the club.
Okay, Aaron. Now are you ready?
What do I get to be?
You'll be the top person in the club. Double ace. I'm only the king.
I'm a single ace. I'm above the king.
Double ace. Quadruple ace.
Quintuple ace.
You're not the double ace. Nobody can move above Aaron if he eats this.
Yeah.
Only the number one person can put someone above him.
Uh-huh.
Well, when I'm supreme ruler, things are gonna be different.
All you have to do is eat it, and the power is all yours.
Okay.
Gross! I can't believe he's doing it.
Look at that.
Yuck!
Ew.
Nasty.
It's good.
Eat more. You gotta eat at least half of it.
It's not that bad, really. It's pretty good.
Nasty!
Oh. It's good, really. You guys should try it.
No way.
That's gross.
Is it really good? What does it taste like?
It's pretty good. It's kind of sweet.
I'll try it.
No, don't eat that. You're already in the club.
It looks good. It's not bad. Kind of tastes like Chinese food with blueberries.
It is Chinese food with blueberries. What else would it taste like?
I want to try it.
You guys are disgusting. What's wrong with you?
Hey, everybody, not so much yelling. I'm the ruler of the club now.
You doofus, there is no club. There never was any club.
Well, now there's a club, and you're not in it.
Yeah.
I'll eat some. I'll be in the club.
Sorry, there's no more left.
Oh, come on! You gotta let me in the club. You gotta get some more. That's not fair!
Hey, you can't be in the club.
You guys!
In the club.
This was my idea in the first place.
This is boring. Let's play Manhunt.
Downtown, outside of Our Lady of Perpetual Consternation, and I'm going to ask parishioners what they believe about bowling.
I have to think of my absolute definition of what a sport is first.
Yes.
From what I've seen, I believe that it takes a certain skill to do really well. To succeed at bowling.
Okay.
So my answer would be yes, and that's why.
So that's your definition of something that requires skill, you think?
Physical hand-eye coordination, movement of body skills, like, it's as much, okay, I'll put it this way, it's as much of a skill as golfing. That's it.
Yes, I do believe it is a sport, and it takes practice, which most sports do. It's physical.
Yeah, it's a sport.
No, I don't believe it's a sport. I believe it's recreation and it's fun, but, I don't know why. It just, I guess it's like archery or something else. I mean, Some people, the boys consider it a sport. It's my boys, and they play it all the time. But I just don't see it in the same equivalent as track and field or gymnastics or swimming or something of that sort. I just see it as this recreational thing you do, in the same way that it's hard to think of golf as a sport. And I guess there's a skill level in bowling, too. I mean, you have to be pretty good to do what you're doing over and over again. But I just don't, you know, I see that as somebody who's going into a bowling lane and just tossing the ball down the lane and not putting out a lot of sweat as not being a real sport.
And you?
I think it's a sport. The reason I think it's a sport is because it's competitive and it involves physical activity that requires skill. That you can work on your skill, you can get better, you can have competition between players, and so I think it's a sport.
I guess I think it's a sport. Takes practice. Yeah, I think it's a sport. I don't know. You know, I don't know. It's not something I spend a lot of time pondering.
Say if they were going to put bowling in the Olympics.
I think it has just as good a place in there as ice skating and some other things.
Yeah, I was thinking, right.
Like bocce ball, you know, why not?
The door opens, a tiny bell ringing.
Step, 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 step.
The door swings step, shut.
Step, step, step.
May I help you, madam?
Help!
Help!
Help me!
I need help!
Please! Somebody help me!
No, thank you. Just looking. Step. Step. Step.
That's a terrific
step,
outfit.
Step.
1999.
Step.
Great.
Step. Step.
Awful
step.
Color.
Step.
Great.
Step.
Awful color.
Step.
New.
Step.
Step.
Have you lost weight?
Buy one, get one free.
Step.
That's step.
No wrinkles.
Step. Never come.
Reminds waste of my prom dress.
Step. Reminds
step.
Of my
prom dress. Everything
must
go.
No wrinkles.
Step.
Everything must
go.
Pause.
She searches the rack for her size. She finds it. She removes it from the rack.
Kihari.
Quanto mi negao?
Kusumi.
Mi eri supu?
Tawa.
Would you like to try that on?
Yes.
The dressing rooms are right over there.
Step, 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 step.
She opens the door. The hinges squeak slightly.
Step, step.
She closes the door. The hinges squeak slightly louder this time.
Removal of clothing. Slight frown at partially naked self in mirror. Dress taken off of hanger.
A blue haze of cigarette smoke envelops the dark room. A languid piano tinkles soft jazz as overdressed full professionals. Short skirts, dangerous trousers, daring makeup, new hair, bad shoelaces, uppity suburbanites, silicone trunkers. Fresh face, fake ID, freshmen looking for their first lay, bad beer, cheap wine, overpriced liquor, no pretty
pink umbrella. Let's get some drinks over here. What do you say?
They attempt to keep themselves rushed, equidistant between exquisite truth and impossible lies. Maybe a shade or two on the side of impossible lies, just to be safe. A dangerous proposition, a subtle refusal, a wordless plea, a verbose silence, tantalizing flesh with radar daggers for a soul. Reading each face in search of one final passionate existence. Rare character for such a sight.
This ring doesn't mean anything, really. I'm still married.
Blessed and a
but we're not together right now.
Decanter, an obsene
oh,
kiss
DJ's
in plain
right
sight. Aroused Puritans tremble willfully beside the deck at an altar. Remorse, pain, regret. Eye contact interrupted by a toast to nothing in particular. A forgettable triumph. The overblown underachievement. Facts to a thermometer in a broiling cauldron of vital trivia.
You want to go back to my place?
Sensation maximized.
No,
delirium is good company. Loneliness lurks outside the door waiting for the inevitable companion. Conquest pours another glass. Hope leaves early. Boredom lingers for just another minute. Love passes out under a table unnoticed. Ecstasy crashes through the window, obliterating a sonic boom left for
or a fairy tale.
Are you almost done in there? Insistent knocking.
Just a moment. A last long glance in the mirror. Decision.
Attitude of impatience.
Can I borrow the car?
Come on, why not?
I'm an adult.
Teeny bopper pop music.
You're not the boss.
You never let me do anything. Quick but unhurried change of clothing.
Snapping of gum, cocking of neck.
I hate you.
I'm going to the mall.
Hate you.
You're no daughter of mine.
What's for dinner, Daddy?
Come on, I'm hungry.
I'm running away and I'm not coming back. The door opens.
Step, step, step. Next. Step. Cool stare. Step, step.
Last remark ignored. Step, step, step.
Door closed aggressively.
Step, 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 step. I'll take it.
The early model electronic cash register whirs.
Examination of contents of wallet. Frown.
Help!
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 Help me, please!
Help!
Please, I need
help!
A
mere
material transaction?
I'll put it on my card.
The motor of commerce running roughshod over a moment dripping with crucial insignificance.
Swipe of card, digital input, binary conversation, fingers drum on counter, tearing of receipt.
Signature.
Ethereal solid suspended in a beatless tango.
Cursory examination of receipt.
Slaying.
Presentation of shopping bag.
Craving.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Devouring.
Good afternoon. Step, 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 step.
Every last morsel of life's sweet cacophony.
The door opens, bell ringing plaintively.
Step, 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 step.
That's an interesting look on your face. How was Athens?
Athens was fine.
Did you see Sacropuses?
Yeah.
And?
No.
No what?
No, she's not coming home.
Why not?
Her family's out there. And besides, she's a stripper now.
What? I thought she just wanted space.
Apparently, she wanted an audience, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hypothesis. So does this mean that you're single again?
Yep, single again.
Wow.
You know, there's something very okay about being single at this moment.
Probably more things than you can imagine.
Yeah, I can see that now. There's no jealousy, no pressure, no time commitment.
Exactly. You'll feel lighter than air before you know it.
I should have taken more time to get to know her. You really need to know a person before you get involved, you know that? Otherwise, you're asking for it. It's just hard to tell if a person is right for you, I guess.
Not really. You'll know her when you found her.
How can I know?
You'll come out of the daydream, Hypothesis. Always remember that. Most of us picture all the great qualities we would like for someone to have, instead of appreciating that they have very few bad qualities. For example, I can't stand women who drink. So the first thing I look for when I'm in a pub is a woman who's not drinking.
Why would a woman who doesn't drink be in a pub?
That's the other thing to remember. There's someone out there for everyone.
What?
Let's face it, there must be at least one woman out there who can't stand the company of a sober man. Don't give up, Hypothesis. You'll find your muse.
I'm not giving up. I've learned a lot about relationships in too short of a time. I'm taking a little break.
Take your time, but keep busy.
I will. I've got a sock drawer to fix. And from there, I think I'll just see where the wind carries me.
Atta boy. Speaking of the wind, have you lost weight?
You're not listening.
This is what you wanted.
You love your job more than me.
I love you 18.
Can't live with them. Can only fit one in the trunk of your car at a time.
I love you 17.
She didn't come home last night.
I
love you, 16.
I hate you, 22.
I love you, 15. All they want is sex. I love you, 14.
I hate you, 19.
If you're there, would you please answer?
I love you, 13.
We can still be friends.
I hate you, 17. I love you, 12.
I hate
you, make me happy.
It's a pretty nice place yet you have.
I hate you, 15.
I love you, 11. I hate you, 14.
I hate you, 13.
I love you, 10.
I hate you, 12.
I can't live like this.
I love you, 9.
11.
The thing you have to remember is that the man is always right.
I love you, 8.
Some people are meant to be single.
I'm just not happy anymore.
I love you, 7.
I hate you, 7.
I love you, 6.
I hate you, 6.
I'll miss you.
I love you, 5.
I hate you, 5.
I love you, 4.
I hate you, 4. I love you, 3.
I hate you, 3.
I love you, 2.
I hate you, 2. I love you.
I hate you. I don't love you.
I don't hate you.
My grandma's quality of life is slipping slightly less than zero. Emily and Noah were on their way to help. I had a flash of inspiration, fueled by my love for Grandma. It was time for my ideas to manifest themselves into physical form. Over to the pharmacy, I took all of Grandma's old prescription bottles and got them refilled.
She hasn't been in to fill some of these for a while. They don't even make this one anymore.
Yeah, well, some of her old ailments are flaring back up. I don't know. She sent me to the store to get all these.
You even want this one? You know this is for birth control.
If I don't bring back all these, Grandpa said I couldn't have any dessert.
What?
How much is that? Next stop, the barber shop.
Are you sure you don't want the sides a little closer? The young men these days are wearing their sides short.
No, not too short. I'm not trying to look slick. Give me a cut that makes me look like an overworked nurse. Last stop, the train station. I had to pick up Emily and Noah and bring them to the hospital. I could brief them on the way, but we'd have to do most of the planning tonight back at the house after Grandpa fell asleep. By noon tomorrow, we'd be set. With any luck, Grandma would be dead before the weekend. It may sound cruel, but I felt like I was releasing her from a cold, dark prison cell. If only the other members of my family could hear her cries for freedom, I wouldn't have to get sneaky. Grandma's voice was running through my head as I sped toward the train station. Grandma was always doing whatever she could for me.
I got you some cottage cheese, honey. I know it's your favorite.
Now it was my turn to return the favor.
Do you want to go bowling? You love bowling, don't you? How was school today?
The train was due in at 4:43. If I made good time, we could be at the hospital by 5.
Be careful when you're driving. Take it easy, not so fast.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Not much.
Yeah.
How are you guys dealing with this whole thing?
We're doing okay. My mom is really sad though. She slept at the hospital for the last 3 nights and she hasn't changed her clothes in like a week.
Yeah, she stinks. She won't even shower.
Well, I think I've got an idea that will end this whole ordeal for all of us. Are you guys ready to help?
Hey, whatever it takes to get a home-cooked meal. Dad's been taking care of us, and he can't cook for shit.
After I told my cousins the plan, the whole family had dinner in the hospital. We wheeled Grandma's bed down to the cafeteria, and we all ate with her lying there totally unconscious. Grandpa insisted on buying her a meal, even though she hadn't opened her eyes in over 2 weeks.
I think it's great that we're all here together. When is the last time we all went to dinner as a family? The whole family. It's a wonderful homage to my parents' legacy that they taught us to stick together.
You were always around because you couldn't make any friends. You think I wanted to go to the prom with you?
Sweetie, how do you like your fish? Isn't that a nice piece of fish? I know flounder is your favorite. Not too many bones for you, are there?
Grandpa, I don't think Mima can hear you. Don't you know she... Ow! Who kicked me?
Em, I'm sure that Mima can hear us. She's just resting, and she can appreciate a good meal. This is hospital food, you moron. I have to spend my last days sitting around smelling food so bad the flies won't go near it. What did I do to deserve this?
Do you think Mima will have good food in heaven?
My teacher says that people don't have to eat once they die, and I asked if they deliver pizza to heaven and hell, and she said that they make it in hell and they deliver it to earth to poison people. Do you think that's what happened to Mima?
The angels will come and take Mima to heaven. If she wants pizza there, I'm sure they will be able to get it, and it won't come from hell, Emily.
Your grandmother always liked pizza.
Yeah. She used to pick me up after school and take me out for pizza. Two slices with extra cheese and a Coke.
You never finished a second slice, you ungrateful little shit. Now you used to whine if I suggested that you only get one. What do you think? Money grows on trees? There are starving children all over the world and you're throwing good pizza away. Now you buy me a meal. I'm an invalid. I don't have a taste, and I'm gonna lose my mind from listening to you. I'm gonna lose my mind from listening to you when you need one.
Midnight. Me, Emily, and Noah met in the basement while Grandpa and Aunt Barbara slept upstairs. By 2 a.m., we had the plot hashed out, and everybody knew what they had to do.
I put all the prescription drugs in the blender, and I made a cocktail that could knock out a horse. I'm going to drip it into Mom and Peepa's mouth to make sure they sleep through most of the day.
I'm going to the hospital dressed as a nurse. I had stolen some hospital clothes the night before. I'm going to up Grandma's dose of painkillers at 6 a.m.
At 7 o'clock, I'm going to start crying in the hallway and tell everybody that I'm lost.
And I'll pull the plug while they're all distracted with Noah. It should only take 3 or 4 minutes for her to die.
Let's do it for Grandma! Go team!
I barely slept at all that night. Knowing that I'd have no grandmother in a few hours was emotionally overwhelming, but I was sure I was doing the right thing. Before I knew it, it was 5 o'clock. Time to make it happen. Emily, all good?
They're sleeping like babies.
Noah, let's go. I'm dressed. I'm ready. Noah's in place. I got to Grandma's room and put her painkiller up to the max.
What the hell are you? Oh, ooh, that's good. Oh, that's real good. Oh, yeah.
I'll be back in 1 hour, Grandma. I love you.
Grandma? I ain't no grandma. I am the Lizard King. I can do anything. Woo-hoo!
6:55. I had been hiding in the hospital boiler room for almost an hour. I was sweaty and nervous, but focused. I ran up 5 flights of stairs and hid in the stairway. I could hear Noah start to cry in the hallway. The nurses would be coming to comfort him soon, because the only thing that'll attract women faster than Elvis is a crying child all alone. I opened the door, 50 feet between me and the hospital.
Help me, mommy.
5 feet to the room. There's the door. Grandma was dead. I didn't even have to pull the plug. She died 20 minutes before I got there. We had finally got what we wanted. I guess. I hope she's happy, wherever she is.
I died knowing somebody cared. And I was high as a kite. Who could ask for more? Ask for more. I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck. I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck. I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck, and a hug around the neck. I love you.
hope you've enjoyed listening to this special edition of the Sudden Radio Project Best of Year One. Contributors to this program include John Severn, Todd Greblow, Andrew Stelzer, Sarah Thompson, Deborah Perry, Emily Young, Blake Kincaid, Orion Gray, Dick Tyne, Michael Weber, Katie Wallach, and Lisa Hamid. Tune in every Monday night from 11 to midnight for Radio Theater right here on KBOO Portland. The Sudden Radio Project will be back next month with new adventures to share. Thanks for listening.
The Tiki Cha-Cha Club.